هل أتاك حديث ضيف إبراهيم المكرمين؟
O Prophet, did the story of Abraham's honored guests reach you? Peace be upon them.
إذ دخلوا عليه فقالوا سلاما قال سلام قوم منكرون.
When they came to him, they said, Peace. He said, Peace also be to you. You seem to be a group of strangers. You seem to be a group of strangers. Bearing in mind the context in which this sentence occurs, it might carry either of the following two meanings. First, that the Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, himself told the guests that he had never seen them before, so they were probably newcomers to the area. Second, that after responding to their greeting, Abraham said either to himself or went inside and told his servants to arrange a meal for his guests. He said, in effect, these people seem to be strangers for people bearing their demeanor have not been seen around before.
فراغ إلى أهله فجاء بعجل سمين.
Then he went back to his family and brought a fat roasted calf.
فقربه إليهم قال ألا تأكلون.
And laid it before them saying, Will you not eat?
فأوجس منهم خيفة قالوا لا تخف وبشروه بغلام عليم.
Then he became afraid of them. They said, Fear not, and announced to him the good news of the birth of a boy endowed with knowledge. Of the birth of a boy endowed with knowledge.
According to Surah Hud 11:71, it is specifically said that this was the good news of the birth of the Prophet Isaac, peace be upon him.
فأقبلت امرأته في صرة فصكت وجهها وقالت عجوز عقيم.
So hearing, his wife went forth shouting. She struck her face and exclaimed, A barren old woman am I. A barren old woman am I.
It was hard for Abraham's wife, peace be upon him, to believe the news, for she was both age-stricken and barren. How then could any child be born to her? According to the Bible, Abraham, peace be upon him, was then 100 years old and Sarah was 90.
قَالُوا كَذَلِكِ قَالَ رَبُّكِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْعَلِيمُ
They said, So has your Lord said that you shall have a boy. Surely he is most wise, all-knowing.
قَالَ فَمَا خَطُبُكُمْ أَيُّهَا الْمُرْسَلُونَ
Abraham, peace be upon him, said, Envoys of Allah, what is your errand?
قَالُوا إِنَّا أُرْسِلْنَا إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ مُجْرِمِينَ
They replied, Behold, we have been sent to a wicked people. They replied, Behold, we have been sent to a wicked people.
The people referred to here were so wicked that instead of specifically naming them, the angels considered enough to refer to them as a wicked people.
لِنُرْسِلَ عَلَيْهِمْ حِجَارَةً مِّن طِينٍ
That we may unleash a shower of clay stones.
مسومة عند ربك للمسرفين.
Marked by your Lord upon those who go beyond the limits. Marked by your Lord upon those who go beyond the limits.
Each stone was marked under God's command, specifically indicating the culprit who would be struck down by it.
فأخرجنا من كان فيها من المؤمنين.
Then we evacuated therefrom all the believers. Then we...
As to how the angels came to the Prophet Lot, peace be upon him, after their meeting with the Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, and what transpired between them and the people of Lot is left unsaid.
فَمَا وَجَدْنَا فِيهَا غَيْرَ بَيْتٍ مِّنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ
And we did not find there any apart from a single house of Muslims.
وَتَرَكْنَا فِيهَا آيَةً لِلَّذِينَ يَخَافُونَ الْعَذَابَ الْأَلِيمَ
And we left therein a sign for those who fear the grievous chastisement. And we left therein a sign for those who fear the grievous chastisement.
The word sign here refers to the Dead Sea, the southern part of which still retains vestiges of a great disaster.
وَفِي مُوسَىٰ إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَاهُ إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنَ بِسُلْطَانٍ مُبِينٍ
There is also a sign for you in the story of Moses, peace be upon him, when we sent him with a clear authority to Pharaoh. When we sent him with a clear authority to Pharaoh.
The words clear authority signify those miracles and clear proofs which made it absolutely clear that Moses had been designated by the Lord of the heavens and the earth as his messenger. Peace be upon him.
But Pharaoh turned away, showing arrogance on account of his power, and said about Moses, he is either a sorcerer or a madman.
فَأَخَذْنَاهُ وَجُنُودَهُ فَنَبَذْنَاهُمْ فِي الْيَمِّ وَهُوَ مُلِيمٌ
So we seized him and his hosts and cast them into the sea. He became an object of much blame.
وَفِي عَادٍ إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ الرِّيحَ الْعَقِيمُ
There is also a sign for you in the story of Ad, when we let loose upon them an ominous wind.
ما تذر من شيء أتت عليه إلا جعلته كالرميم.
That left nothing that it came upon without reducing it to rubble.
وفي ثمود إذ قيل لهم تمتعوا حتى حين.
There is also a sign for you in the story of Thamud. They were told, enjoy yourselves for a while.
فَعَتَوْا عَنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّهِمْ فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّاعِقَةُ وَهُمْ يَنْظُرُونَ
But they brazenly disobeyed their Lord's command, and then a sudden chastisement overtook them while they looked on.
فَمَا اسْتَطَاعُوا مِنْ قِيَامٍ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْتَصِرِينَ
They were unable even to stand up or protect themselves.
وَقَوْمَ نُوحٍ مِنْ قَبْلِ إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا قَوْمًا فَاسِقِينَ
Before all these, we destroyed the people of Noah. Peace be upon him. They were a wicked people.